This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. On the first real business day of the new session Tuesday, the House Appropriations Committee jumped right in with heavy lifting, combing through the 329 pages of the governor's budget proposal. Baton Rouge Representative Patricia Smith questioned Commissioner of Administration Christy Nichols about funding for the school voucher program.
Where does the $46 million come from to fund the scholarship program?
It's state general fund supported.
No particular place, just coming out of the state general fund. So it's possible that something else is lacking.
Other members of the governor's staff also had trouble answering specific questions, saying they didn't know or would have to get back to the committee with the info. Deanne Bingham, director of the governor's program on abstinence.
Are you asking me for my budget?
Mm-hmm.
I can get that list to you.
Mm-hmm. That prompted Chairman Jim Fannin to issue a scolding.
We are a budget committee. We will be asking you about your financial expenditures. When you come to the table, I would ask that you be prepared to answer those questions.
Over in the House Transportation Committee, lawmakers dealt with lighter fare as bills creating 12 new prestige license plates advanced. Once they win full legislative approval, they'll join the 165 other types of specialty license plates the state offers. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.